Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode. Today we're going to be doing a review of episodes 7 through 12 of Marry My Husband, which is a drama on Amazon Prime that we started talking about last episode. So yeah, we're going to do that for this episode, but before we get into that, a couple of things came up, you know, in the world of, that came up on social media, at least for me. It was only one thing that came up that I wanted to talk about, actually. But Amber, it looks like you have something you wanted to talk about also. I hope it's not... I don't think it's going to be the same thing.
Go ahead, girl. You got okay.
this. So, the thing that I wanted to talk about was apparently Waterbomb is coming to L.A. Sometime this year. They don't know. There's not a date as to, like, when it's going to happen. But apparently there's like a whole page about it, and so I don't know, it was supposed to be coming, I guess. So for people, I guess, who don't know what Waterbomb is, we've only experienced it like through clips, I guess, because we've never been to Korea or any of the other places where they've had it in the past. And LA would back to what I was saying. But Waterbomb is basically like a water music festival. With there are K-pop idols, but it's also like K-hip-hop, and apparently there's also like dance music there. I'm guessing like DJs. I've never seen those clips, because the clips that I've only seen are like with the K-pop idols and like the K-hip-hop artists. But yeah, it looks fun, and they have like water guns, and I don't know. Were you gonna say something?
I was just like, I didn't know that.
Oh. Yeah. But
then I was going to say, are they going to bring, okay, maybe there's not enough information out yet, but I was wondering, are they going to bring artists from Korea here? Or is it like just artists that are like Korean artists that are here in the United States?
That's a good question, Amber. I don't know the answer to that. And some people were like, doesn't California have like water, like regulations? Like apparently, a friend of theirs or whatever got in trouble for watering their lawn too much. So like, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work. But I'm not familiar with you just saying that just now. I'm not familiar how it is when they do the Waterbomb festivals in other places, because I'm wondering if they bring Korean artists there or like K-pop groups there, or if it's like local. Like, okay, they're going to Japan and they're gonna go into like Singapore and a few other places, and so I'm wondering if like they're gonna have like Japanese artists at the Japanese one and Singaporean artists at the one in Singapore. Which would actually probably make sense, because it seemed like it was a way, because there's so many different like genres, different types of artists, it would make sense to highlight people that are actually from the country or make music from that country at the festivals.
Right.
So I don't know, if they did it here, would it be like Korean American artists?
My mind went straight to 88 Rising when you said that. That's
okay. Okay.
Because didn't they have like, not with water, but don't they have like a similar festival or in the past? Was it Cloud? What's it called? Cloud?
Yeah, Head in the Clouds. They did it in LA and they did in New York.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why Waterbomb couldn't come over here on this side, because, like, we have a summer, but, like, and we don't have water regulations.
Well, you know, they always want to, like, LA is always, like, the go-to, like, place where they, like, try out stuff like that for some reason. Have they been there enough? Apparently not, because they keep going over there. I guess this is, like, a side note, but I'm also, like, really sad that they stopped doing KCON in New York.
Oh, so they're done doing KCON in New York.
It's not going to be there this year. Wow. Because it wasn't there. They didn't do it last year. And they're not doing it this year. So it seems like...
I would have gone. I remember we were upset that they didn't have KCON on this side. Was it last year?
Yeah, last year.
I mean, I'm very sure if they put it out, people will want to come because there's a lot of fans. I mean, LA is not the only place that has K-pop fans. Like,
I know.
there's like a whole other side to this country. I don't know. It'd be interesting to know why they stopped doing KCON in New York. Like, and it doesn't really have to be in New York, technically. Couldn't it have been in like New Jersey? Or something like they would be fine. They could even do it down here in DC. Or, okay, look at me trying to bring it closer and closer.
No, we have arenas and we have an arena.
Yeah, we have a bunch of places. I don't know any right away, but like I'm very sure there's convention centers. It would be possible.
Oh yeah, there's a Washington Convention Center.
Hello.
We have a couple places.
Maybe I'll reach out to them and be like, hey, if you don't want to do KCON in New York, maybe you could do it down here. I know there's a lot of see, and when a lot of K-pop artists come here, they're always like, oh, I always wanted to go to DC, but we never get the chance to. Hello, perfect opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay,
Well,
I'm done
you
with my
tell
rant.
him, Amber.
I'm done with my rant. Is that all? That's
Yeah,
all.
I think that was basically it. I was just surprised when I heard about it. I was like, oh, I mean, that might be something that, depending on when it is, and if it is actually happening, I'd be interested in maybe going. I don't know. I'm not really a festival person, but
Me either.
I've always wanted to like see what
I
it's like. I don't know.
feel like I would be like in it for like maybe 10, 15 minutes, and then I'll be like, I'm really wet. I'm just I'd be sitting here like I'm wet and I'm hot. This doesn't feel right. I feel like I might get sick, but like okay. I don't know. I was just thinking about when we went to the concerts over the summer and it was raining and how we were like wet and then I don't know which concert it was, but like we were wet and then it stopped raining and we were like kind of dry for a little bit. And then I don't know, I was just sitting there and I was just sitting there the whole time thinking like I'm wet. Like I'm ready to get out of these wet clothes. But I guess that's why most people wear like a bathing
Ponchos.
suit or
Oh, yeah.
like I don't know. Whenever I see that, they're usually like wearing like a tank top and shorts, but like they have their bathing suit underneath. So maybe that's why, but I don't know. If they did it here, pff, nope. They probably it would be like old school like spring break that you would see on like MTV. Okay, I feel like I just dated myself, but it's okay. Like where nobody would be wearing a t-shirt, they would just be wearing their bathing suits. That's basically what
Yeah.
I was trying to say. Like, who needs a t-shirt? But yeah. Anyways, they should also bring it here because the East Coast has summer and we don't have water restrictions.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, yeah, that was the only thing that I wanted to talk about.
Well, mine's was completely different.
Okay, good.
So Coachella happened. So that's what I just wanted to talk about. Was that I mean AT is great. They did amazing. Le Sserafim I've been seeing a bunch of videos of them and they performed weekend one and weekend two. I think I got that right. And yeah, they sounded pretty bad the first weekend. And then they were like people were like, yeah, they used backing tracks the second weekend. And then people were like, oh, but like at Coachella, you're not allowed to use backing tracks, or like you're not allowed to lip sync. I think it's prohibited to lip sync, and they were lip syncing. So yeah, but they sounded really bad weekend one, and then it just made me go on to this like. Also, guys, if I sound crazy, it's because I'm sick. Sorry. It made me go into this spiral of thinking like they weren't ready for this. Like I don't think they're ready to be on like that big of a stage. Like they're popular, don't get me wrong. And I'm very sure Smarter really like pushed them over the edge. But like I think at the point that they are in their career, I think they made a mistake by doing Coachella. That's how I feel. Because I feel like now there's a lot of like new people that may have been introduced to them that are probably like, why are they here? They weren't, they're not that great. But ATEEZ though, ATEEZ was amazing. I heard that you could hear them, like, hear the fans chanting, like, in other parts of, like, Coachella, like, at different stages. I think it was during Gorilla, like, the fans went crazy, and you could hear them, like, people were like, yeah, if you listen to, like, other stages, like, you could hear them screaming. And I was like, oh, wow, that's amazing. But anyways, yeah, that's all I wanted to talk about was just Coachella and Le Sserafim just being like, bleh. They sounded horrible. Okay. They sounded... Did you see clips?
I mean, I feel like we kind of talked about this, about like Hive and their vocals. So that's why I don't really have too much to say. But yeah, I mean, they decided to put them in Coachella this early. When did they debut? Didn't we see that they like debuted
2 years ago?
It was 2 years ago. Okay, yeah. I couldn't remember. I know it was recent because you were like, "Oh, they're new." Apparently, their company thought that they were good enough to.
Well, they weren't. So.
That's what I mean. I don't know. I don't have anything really to say about that.
I was just
nothing nice to say. At least I have nothing nice to say about that. But I mean, and I did, so I saw a couple, I saw like a couple clips of Le Sserafim from Weekend One. And yeah, I agree. They weren't good. And I did see like one clip, someone did like a compilation, I guess, or no, not compilation, a comparison between Weekend One, like the same song they did, and then the Weekend Two, the same song with the backing track. And I was like, interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I clearly didn't do research to see if, like, the prohibited thing was, like...
I didn't know that.
...real or not. I mean, I don't know if it's real or not, but when somebody said that, the more I thought about it, I was like, I don't think I've ever really heard anyone lip-sync at Coachella. Like, they might have used the backing track for, like, ad-libs or whatever, but as far as, like, the main vocals, I feel like I've always heard them singing their own vocals. So,
me too.
Even Blackpink, but Blackpink's with a different company, so I mean, whatever.
And they have been like doing this longer at the point when they did it, Coachella. Mm-hmm. So, part of it could be that maybe they're just not at the that they're inexperienced. Extreme. Could be that, but it could also be that they just need some work on their vocals. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
And you know. No, I mean, they could have, I don't know if they, well, I don't know. When I heard this, the Weekend 2 video, to me, it didn't seem like they were lip singing. It seemed like they were just, that the backtrack, like, I feel like I could maybe still hear them, or maybe I just don't know, because I've also seen, because people are now, I guess because this is like a big thing now on social media, at least on the side that I'm on Twitter. Where, like, whether or not the idols are, like, really singing live or not. And there's, like, a difference between different types of backing tracks. I don't know, girl. I'm just, because I get confused looking at it. I don't know. I get confused with what they're talking about, like, AR and MR. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I just need to know if the idol can sing or not. Like, I don't know. But, so, I don't know if it was, like, a type of backing track that they use. Where, like, I don't know, Amber. Never mind. My head's starting to hurt thinking about it. But to me, it didn't sound like they were, like, lip-singing. Because, like, I don't know. I also don't know if it's prohibited for them to, like, actually lip-sing. Like you. But, I thought it was just backing track. And they were just, like, really, like, so it was a really loud backing track.
Yeah. I mean, I still heard them.
Yeah.
But you also couldn't hear them.
Yeah.
And then there were parts where they were singing and their part was still going, but there was no mic in front of their mouth every once in a while. But I mean, I know artists will do that. They'll like, when they're performing live, they might sing like parts of the meme and might have like someone else sing it or do have a backing track to sing certain lines.
Mm-hmm.
But what a drastic difference between week one and week two. That's all.
Yeah. I just want to touch on what you were saying also about 80s. They were amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't, I saw, clips. I know some people have recorded, their whole thing. And I haven't, sat and, watched the whole thing. But from what I did see, they were really good. And I also saw that people were, people were very excited to see them. People were very into the performance. And, yeah. I mean, I never had any concerns. And Jungkook, he can sing. I know he can sing. But, I don't think I've ever heard him. I don't know. I'm lying. I have heard him sing live. But, he's really, he has a very, very, very strong voice. And to be, dancing and then to bust out singing like that, I don't know. I was just very shocked. I don't know why I was so shocked, because I've heard him sing live. But with all of the energy, I guess, I don't know. He did really well. That's all I was going to say. I was just really shocked by his high notes and, how strong they were. And, it didn't sound like he was using backing track or anything. It sounded like it was, all live.
All him.
Yeah. I was just like, wow, he's a singer. He has, I don't know. Anyways, but, yeah, that's all I was going to say. Okay, so those are the two things that we have wanted to talk about. Very exciting past couple weeks with Coachella and with the news, I guess, about the Water Bomb LA, possibly. Because it's not officially on their website, but there's a whole page. So I'm also a little confused about, what that's about. Okay. But, is this real or, I don't know. Anyways, moving on. We're going to get into the actual episode now. But first, we're going to talk about our K-Music Picks of the Week. So, Amber, what's your pick of the week?
Mine's is Illit, Magnetic. I think I just got, influenced into liking this song. But I've been listening to it for a while. Because everyone's doing the dance all over TikTok. And then I heard it and I was like, oh, this is a pretty good song. And, yep, that's my pick. What's yours?
My pick is, I was torn between this song and another song because I really like the album. Besides the Morse code song, I don't know. I mean, I think it's Morse for tomorrow or something. Anyways, the song is that I picked was Deja Vu by TXT. I just really love this song. I was torn between this and The Killa, I Belong to You, which is kind of people have been saying it's Tinnitus's sister, because they sound very similar, with the Afrobeats sound. But I feel like I listened to Deja Vu more than that. So I just went with Deja Vu. But I just really love the album also. It's a great song. Okay, well, those are our picks. And so now we're going to talk about the actual episodes. Episodes 7 through 12 of Marry My Husband. We're going to talk about the storyline of the show, our thoughts about the storyline so far. And then we're going to go into our predictions for the last four episodes. So, Amber, what do you think so far about the show?
These last eight episodes. Oh, my goodness. It left me with, I don't know, I feel like I was just asking myself a bunch of questions as I was watching the show, and then, there were just a couple of thoughts that I had. I don't know if I want to start with my thoughts or my questions. I think I'll start with my thoughts. So, the first thought that I was thinking was that it sucks that Jiwon, ended up exchanging her fates with the wrong person as far as her, cancer and her married life, because we see that it's not Soomin that gets her life. It's actually the manager Yang Ju-ran who ends up swapping lives with her. Her husband ends up cheating on her with someone at her parents' restaurant with one of the employees. So he's well, he's now an employee there, so I guess they're like, I don't know, having a work affair, I guess, at this point. And then she also gets stomach cancer. And so yeah, which like I was hoping that like they were hinting to it throughout the couple episodes, but I was hoping that once her parents stepped in and like got involved and was like, you need to step up. They were talking to her husband. You need to step up and get a job, and you're gonna work at our restaurant, and you're gonna help with the household. That like maybe that would have taken some stress off of her, but it just seemed like it didn't. And so, or it was like too late at that point. And so it really sucks that she got cancer. But I mean, it seems like based on what Ji Hyuk did about getting like that really good. Are they called an oncologist? Is that what they're called? A cancer doctor?
Are they?
Oncologist?
Sounds familiar.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. He like found like the, I guess, the best one in Korea over, he said like for a year or whatever. And so hopefully they help her. I mean, they did talk about her getting a surgery. So hopefully like everything goes well. But I think it also made me realize that I feel like something that we probably believed as the audience, and also probably like the character Jiwon and Jung Hyuk, Ji Hyuk. I don't know why I said Jung Hyuk. Okay, I'm just getting everybody's names mixed up in my head. I feel like what everybody believed is that like everything would happen in the timeline that it happened in her life, because like a lot of this stuff didn't really happen until like years later, not as soon as it seems like it's happening right now in the show. And so I feel like that's like a mistake that I don't know if you believe that. I think maybe I'm just making up like a generalization of everybody that's watching the show. But I just feel like we all thought that like maybe it would happen the same pace that it happened for her, when like that really isn't what's happening. Anyways, so yeah, all that to say, it sucks that she exchanged fates with the wrong person. The second thing is, I feel like Soomin and Minhwan are just two peas in the pod. Like honestly, they're both crummy people. When he was trying to like he, when he scammed his mom out of the money for the house and was like, "Oh, I got scammed." But really he just put the money in his account. I was like, "What?" And then when Soomin was like, "Oh yeah, like I had, I guess this is a content warning, guys, sorry." But she was like, "Yeah, I had a miscarriage." But she really didn't. She never had a baby. She was never pregnant. But when she said that, and then he was like, "Well," he said she okay, well, she said that she had a miscarriage because he threw the phone at her. And he was like, "Well, didn't you say you were craving beef or something when we were on the honeymoon?" And she was like, "Well, didn't you?" I don't know what she said, but she said something like, didn't you say you got scammed and you did it?" It was something like so smart. And she said it back, and they both just looked at each other. was like, "You two deserve each other." That's exactly what I said when I was looking at it. I was like, "You guys are meant for each other. You guys do need to be together." And so I just thought that was crazy. And then also I think my thought, I guess the last thought before I go into my questions, is that I love what the girls from high school did at the wedding, how they came in and was just acting like all crazy and acting like they don't have class, just to mess with Soomin and to, in their own way, apologize to Jiwon for just bullying her and being mean. And I thought it was crazy because Ji Hook was like, is that man's name? Ji Hook, right? Okay. Ji Hook was like, "Oh, you have really good friends." And they were, she was like, "Yeah, you should have seen how they bullied me in high school." I was like, "Oh." But I do like that, like, they're trying to, like, I guess, make up for it now, which I really appreciate. Now into my questions. In watching these last eight episodes, I was wondering, what was the point of spending all this time in the first eight or so episodes trying so hard to get Soomin and Minwon together if they were just going to have them get engaged anyways? Like, I just feel like they spent too much time kind of like what you said last episode, Melissa, where you're like, they're spending, she's spending a lot of energy and time trying to get them together. And I feel like that's what they did in those first. I was like, you're spending so much time getting them together. If your plan was to have them get engaged anyways, I mean, granted, she called off the engagement, whatever. But if that was the plan the whole time, why not make the getting them together just a little, I don't know, shorter?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, at the end of the day, like, she was still gonna get proposed to. And I'm sorry, at the proposal, when Suman jumped in the freaking water, fell, quote unquote, I guess, mm-hmm. I was like, she's crazy. Like, she's certified crazy. Because, and then for her to drag her down and smile at her in the water, I said, I said, I thought she was wild. But this girl, there's something wrong with her. Mm-hmm. Like, there's something wrong with her. Yeah.
Oh, I just want to interject. Like, I told you the last episode. Like, I feel like she's going to try and hurt her or something. And when that scene came out, I was like, I knew it. I knew something was going to, like, bubble up or fester up in her to the mm-hmm. point where she's going to want to try to hurt her.
Yeah.
And, oh my god. Anyways, that's all I wanted to interject, because when I saw that, I was like, I knew it. Something's wrong with her.
When you said that, I also remember the part where where they were in the woods and they were fighting over that flag.
Oh my gosh.
Jiwon, she shoved the mess out of that girl. I was like, I wouldn't have gone back for her. She was all like, I knew you would come back for me. I knew you would. Suman, something else. Okay, anyways, moving on. Okay, I could talk about that girl all episode. The next question is okay, this really baffled me, and maybe I missed it. But I was wondering, why did the company force Suman to leave, but not Minwon from the company? Like, they both play, like, an equal part in what happened, like, from, like, you know, the whole cheating affair thing to, like, the customer having an allergic reaction. Like, I don't understand why they didn't let both of them go.
Well, I thought it was because Suman was a contract worker.
Yeah.
And so maybe it was easier to get rid of her because technically her appointment was probably temporary anyways.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know, I thought Minwon was gonna be, I thought he was gonna leave a while ago. Because I remember he had met, didn't he meet with HR, the HR guy, a while ago? Like, when the scandal, like, first came up, the affair, whatever, I guess, first came up. And he said, oh, if you agree to these terms, we'll let you go or something. I thought he was going to be gone. So I was confused why he was still working there.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I thought he had agreed to something. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm trying to focus. I'm trying to, like, remember. Maybe when he said leave, maybe he meant, like, leave the team and not the company. Because I know he's no longer working on the same team with Jiwon.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Oh, he was supposed to agree to, like, be transferred or something. And so maybe I thought he meant transfer, like, out of the company, God, like, to another location. Yeah.
Like, I still think it's just weird for him to still be there. I don't know. I just feel like they should have, I feel like that would have been grounds for, like, even if it's not the whole cheating thing, just the whole customer thing would have been just, a little much. Because they did fail to put out the allergy sign. And so, I don't know. And then when Suman wrote that letter, I was like, girl, what are you doing? I will have to say, the only credit I can give to Suman is that she know how to survive through some mess, because she might have been kicked out the company, but she now got married to someone. She, let's not forget, she also, because of Jiwon, also invested in that stock that's going to give her, like, so much money. So, like, she's probably set with money now. Like, and he got nothing. So it's just like, I don't know. Okay, but thank you for clarifying that because I was so confused because I was like, why is he still there? I don't understand. But I did think it was funny when Jihyuk was like, let me just send this invitation out to the whole company. He was like, yeah, it was childish, but whatever.
I mean, they were childish for doing that stuff to G1 for cheating on her right under her nose and taking advantage of her. So
True.
I agree with him. With Jihyuk.
Yeah, that was funny. Okay, and the last thing I wanted to say was, how come Jihyuk just doesn't tell Jiwon that he will die in a car accident?
Because he doesn't want to hurt her feelings. Not hurt her feelings, but I don't think he wants to make her worry. That's what I meant to say. Like, I don't think he wants to make her worry because she already, like, she, I think she, because this is supposed to be, like, you know, her second life, you know? And it's supposed to be, like, the better part of her life, the better life. And so, how would she feel if the man that she just found out that she's in love with this guy and she finds out that he's gonna die? It's just I just feel like it's gonna crash her whole like facade about this like new second life.
But couldn't she just like kind of help him prevent it? And then I was also wondering. Oh, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
Well, by preventing it, that would mean that someone else would have to get into the accident and die, right?
Yes, but I was also wondering, couldn't he just hit the cat? Sorry,
Why would
okay,
he do
maybe.
that?
Huh?
Why would he hit the cat?
Well, he was driving in the road and he swerved
Yeah.
to avoid a cat. So what if he just hits the cat? I mean that's not really good. I mean you shouldn't really hit animals. But I mean if he wants to survive,
So the
why would he
cat would
avoid the
die?
animal? Or just stop. He knows that the cat is coming, so why does he just stop the car before the accident happens? That's not how this works. Okay.
I don't know. Well, in the end, he got into a car accident anyways. So.
Yeah, that's true. Hopefully he's alive. We'll see.
I don't know if he's alive. That was one of my predictions. But, I don't know. I'm confused. Like, what do you mean? There was a. Do you mean he would. How would he have prevented the car accident in the second life? Hit the cat? What are you saying?
So, okay, when the accident first happened, if I remember correctly, a cat came in the road and he was like,
Yeah.
oh no, let me avoid the cat. But
Yeah.
then I think he ended up avoiding a truck too, right? It was something else that he avoided,
Okay.
and then he hit the guardrail and slipped and died.
Okay.
But I was thinking if he just hits the cat and it doesn't try to avoid it, then like, wouldn't he live? Or would there just always be another accident waiting for him?
I
But that's all my questions.
Okay. For me, I mean, I pretty much felt the same way about all the stuff that happened in those last 8 episodes that you did. I didn't think about the whole fact that I didn't think about the fact that Soomin and Minhwan were basically peas in the pot. I just saw them as two crazy people. But the fact that they're both crazy and they're both scammers does mean that they are two peas in the pot. So I didn't even think about that. I was just like, they're crazy. But also something else I was gonna say. I mean, with Soomin, I have something else to say about Soomin. I feel like her experience with being married to Minhwan is gonna be so different than what was his name, Jiwon, than Jiwon's experience. And I think that has to, and it has to do with what you were saying about how like she's a survivor and she'll like get through anything or make the best. Although I feel like a lot of situations that she's in, the bad situations that she's in, she puts herself in them. But
That's true.
I feel like she is not going to get pushed around by Min Hwan's mom the way that Jiwon was. And I don't know, I'm kind of interested to see like how the whole dynamics play out between Minhwan and the mom and her, like especially them living in that little apartment together. But so that's kind of interesting to me because like and it's kind of like I don't know, I feel like her life, her married life with Minhwan is it's a direct how do I say this? I'm trying to figure out how to say this. But, like, it's going to be interesting, I guess, to see, like, how Ji-Hwan's life, I guess, could have been if she was a little bit more, like, I don't know, calculating? Because I feel like someone's very calculating, but also, like, she just doesn't take crap from people, but she doesn't, like, say all, she doesn't all the time outright say, like, what's wrong with you? I'm going to do what I want to do. Like, I don't know. Right. I don't know. It's just, whereas with Ji-Hwan, she just let them, like, kind of walk all over her in her first life. Or she was just trying so hard to appease people and she never, like, stood up for herself. Maybe that's a better way of saying it. I don't think she, like, really let them walk all over her. But I feel like she just didn't really stand up for herself, maybe. So, anyways, I guess that's why I was saying it would be, I think it's going to be interesting to see how their relationship ends up, or what it's going to be like. And also, I feel like because Soo-min is, like, standing up to the mom, I guess, or the mostly the mom, because the mom is the one who's, like, really aggressive and pretty. I feel like the mom is also seeing her son in, like, a different way, because I felt like with Ji-Hwan, she thought he was, like, the perfect son, and everything was Ji-Hwan's fault. But now she's like, what have I done to deserve a son like this? And da da da. I don't know. It just seems like she's a bit more like critical of him. So I don't know. That's interesting. I wasn't expecting to. Not that, I mean, I still don't like Soo-min.
Right.
But like, it's interesting to see. I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know what I'm saying. I just think it's interesting to see how her character is developing in terms of, like, I don't know. Although she's very bad at revenge. Because, like, anyways, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just interesting. That's what I guess I was always going to say about her and him. But also, I mean, the part about when Ji-Hwan's mom came to visit her, well, she didn't come to visit. Anyways, I guess this is part of, like, the whole revenge, her revenge. What's her name?
Yeah. Soo-min. I told you, too many names.
Part of Soo-min's revenge, I guess, was getting Ji-Hwan's mom to visit her to do what exactly? To get money from her?
I think so, or to, like, mess with her, to mess with her head or something.
Okay.
It didn't work, but...
Yeah, this I was like, what was her goal of getting her mom? Because I feel like Ji-Hwan knows her mom is not really, like, her mom. Like, she's not the maternal, motherly type of figure. Because she hasn't been in her life since high school, before high school. Mm-hmm. So what was the goal of having her mom randomly show up? Because she, like, Ji-Hwan already knew that it was all, like, fake, and she just wanted something from her, money, I guess.
Right.
Anyway, that's why I said Soo-min sucks at revenge, because I don't know what that was about. But maybe that's why Oh-Yura, Ji-Hyuk's ex, showed up. Because maybe the writers felt like we need something a little bit more dangerous, a little bit more intense happening here to really break up Ji-Hyuk and Ji-Hwan. Because I felt like her appearance was a little random, especially this far into the series. We only have 4 episodes left. But also, I'm thinking maybe she was added for the danger aspect because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but did the people that came between her and Ji-Hyuk, did they die or were they just, like, really badly hurt?
That's a good question. But I think they were beaten up. I don't know. I feel like both were implied. Like, the pictures that they showed made it seem like she just really messed someone up. But the way, oh my God, what's the sister's name?
I know you're talking about Ji-Hyuk's sister.
Yeah, Hae-young. Mm-hmm. Hae-young or Hae-young? When she was, like, you know, trying to tell Ji-Hwan, like, you know, he's not my real brother, blah blah blah, explaining everything. She made it seem like she's really dangerous. Like, she's willing to go to whatever lengths she needs to in order to, like, make sure no one gets to him. So, I don't know. I feel like it was implied that maybe she might have had someone killed. Like, I don't think she did it herself. Mm-mm. But I think maybe she had someone do it. I do believe she beat up that girl, though. She seems like the person that will lay hands and not get in trouble for it. But I don't know. I don't know. But I also just want to say, like, I agree with you on the whole. It's a little too late in the series to be adding a new character. I was thinking that when she popped up. I was like, don't we only have 4 episodes left? What's going to happen? I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, here we go.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what that's about. But yeah, and I mean, I guess, like, in the end, she did get, I guess it's Minhwan, maybe? I'm assuming he's the one who was driving that truck in the end. No? Was it not him? Okay.
I think you're getting it confused with the preview for the next
episode. Oh.
Okay. I watched it too, and I was like, first of all, when I saw, okay, you guys, this is not part of this these 8 episodes. But when I saw the preview for the next 4, I was like, did she just really entrust this idiot with this task? Like, did she just really give him this task? I'm like, oh, this is going to be horrible, but okay.
Okay. I thought it, so did it not end with him, like, blocking her? Did it not end with Ji-hyuk? Okay. So something was coming at her, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that wasn't
Minhwan?
Yeah, that wasn't Minhwan. I don't think she contacts. The only person that it seems like she quote unquote contacted was Soomin with the photos.
But she came out the car in the end to talk. Right. I don't think that was him.
That looked like old man hands. That man don't have old man hands.
Okay. I don't remember. So maybe he wasn't driving. So there's a different task that she has for him. Okay. So he wasn't driving. So he did get in an accident then. She got into the
hook.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know where that man came from. Honestly, when I saw him pop up beside her and get in front, I was like, man, where you come from? Like, what? What?
Maybe he sensed the danger. We'll probably get the backstory in the next episode.
Well, is he the one that was following her from the graveyard? I don't know if it's a graveyard or wherever her father was.
Oh, yeah.
There was a car whose lights turned on, but I thought it was a car, not a truck. He had a truck. Because I don't know, I'm really sorry. This last episode, what is it, episode 12, was like, what are y'all doing for real?
It was a lot.
I was like, okay, so we got this new character who's like, I'm gonna beat you up and I'm gonna get rid of you. And then now we have Ji-hyuk popping up like some hero taking on a truck. Then, like, you're gonna have, like, I'm just like, what are you guys doing?
Well, I'll have to say, we don't know what's going on this episode with the new characters. There's a lot going on ever since she was introduced. But the other thing that I think I wanted to say, I think there's a couple things I think I wanted to say. Well, anyways, I wanted to say about Yoon-ho's character, the restaurant guy, I still think his character is unnecessary. And I think his purpose of still being there, although I think he might be done. No, I don't know. We'll probably see him again. But, I think he was supposed to be, like, the alternative to Ji-hyuk in terms of, like, her G1 having this, like, happy ending, whatever, and her being with a guy who's not gonna die in a car crash. And so I think he was just the alternative. But, I mean, I feel like the relationship is not going to happen, like, at all. I mean, G1, I knew that back when, a few episodes ago, mm-hmm. when she basically shut him down, I feel like she had shut him down a while ago, and it felt like they were just going to be friends, and so I was confused why he kept trying to romantically pursue her. Anyways, so, I'm over him, and I just hope we don't see him again.
You've been over him since the first time we talked about him.
Because it's like you had one purpose, to show up at the reunion and then go back to your restaurant.
Well, you know what? He was also needed so that the four friends would show up to the wedding. Because if it wasn't for him, the four, well, I mean, they're not her friends. The four bullies, no, the three bullies, my bad, would show up to the wedding, because they wouldn't have known about the wedding if it wasn't for him, because Suman sent him, she was so dumb. She's not the brightest crayon in the box.
What's his name? Who? And he was like, who else did you send it to?
Yeah.
So funny. Why did she send it to him?
It's like, why? What was the point? Like, I could see sending it to Jiwon. That makes sense, right? Because she thinks, like, you know, she's getting her little revenge. But I just thought it was just so funny. I was like, he looked at her like, are you kidding me? Not only did it spread around the whole company, now you got these women just showing
up. Oh my god, that was so funny.
It's just a horror. It's just, I don't know. They're crazy. But I will say, I think Eunho. Okay. Oh wait. Hold on. No. Wait. That's a prediction. I'll wait.
Okay. I mean, he was also there for the big restaurant showdown. I don't know what I'm gonna call it. Where Jiwon confronted the mother and the guy's, Minwon's parents. But I'm just like, he didn't need to be there.
No, I was about to say that could have happened at any restaurant.
Yeah.
Like any restaurant that could happen. He literally did nothing. All he did was set up a table, leave, left to go get food, rolled his little cart out, and there Jiwon was flipping Minwon on the ground, and then she's walking away happy. He did nothing, just offered his space. It was pointless.
That was his screen time, I guess, for the his contract on the show. Okay. I think that's all I was gonna say. So yeah, moving on to our predictions, I guess. What predictions do you have in terms of like what was gonna happen next, or if there was any questions you had that were answered or questions you still have?
So going back to what I was gonna say before, because that was a prediction, I was wondering, like, do you think, or like, I guess I was predicting, I was thinking like Eunho and Hyun. Yes, okay, I'm making sure I'm saying her name right. Do you think they'll get together, him and Hyun?
I thought so. It doesn't seem like it, so okay. We might see him again.
You look so happy about that.
Yeah, I'm not. For those who can't, because I mean, people can't see me. But so yeah, he might pop in again so that he's like not the second lead who doesn't have a good love story or love life or whatever. Hmm. And she likes food, which is why I thought they would be end up together like way earlier in the series.
You're like, I just want this man out of Jiwon's life already.
Yeah, I'm so confused. So they might. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't like at least go on a date.
Oh yeah.
Or you know what would be the best thing for Hyun to just randomly say like, oh yeah, 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 I'm actually going on a date with Eunho. And, like, that'd be that. I would be totally fine with that.
He said, I don't gotta see that man again. And he's, like, respectable because, like, he's a chef, you know? Like, he has a good job. Yeah. Okay. I was just wondering that. Also, something I just thought about was, it seems like Suman also took, okay, this is not with predictions, but it seems like Suman also took Hyun's fate. Because in the first life, she had to leave because they thought she was having an affair with Hyun. And so Suman was having an affair. So it seems like they swapped.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't know. I just, like, it just crossed my mind. I was like, oh. So I just wanted to say that.
I didn't even catch that.
Yeah. It's like little tidbits. This show every once in a while, I'm like, impressive, and clap. Other times, I'm like, what are y'all doing? What is happening? Okay. Sorry. Moving on to actually what I have written down. The first one is, okay, so the two things that I had, like, wondered last episode, last time we recorded to now is that, you know, for sure, we now know that Ji-hyuk is the guy that her dad sent her, not to only protect her, but to, like, be with her, too, like, as, like, the person that she should be happy with. And, okay, well, okay, here's a little question or prediction with that. I also wonder, like, how much did her dad know about the second life? I think that's what I was wondering. Like, I'm wondering if he knew, like, if he knew things would turn out the way they would, and if he was like, oh no, like, they'll fight for each other, they'll be fine. So I'm really curious if that's, like, what that is. I'm very sure we're not going to see it from her dad's point of view, but I was just curious about that. The second thing that we did also find out that I asked last week was, like, I was wondering if they would start working together, Jiwon and Ji-hyuk. They did. They started working together to make everything, you know, all right and do whatever. I mean, she more so was like, I don't need your help. And he was like, I'm helping you. And she kept saying, I can do it by myself. He's like, no, you're not. I'm going to help you. But, but, I mean, he did what he could. So that was cool. So I guess for me, like, a prediction, it's regarding his ex-fiance. I'm just hoping that, like, she doesn't get her way for, like, too long and her craziness is exposed early because, like, we were talking about earlier, like, there's only 4 episodes left. I don't know what they're going to do with these last 4 episodes. But I just hope it's not, like, I don't know. I just really hope it's not dragged out over the entirety of the 4 episodes. Like, maybe over, like, 1 or 2 of them. And then, like, the final 2 kind of, like, tie up the series, I guess. And, yeah. I think those are my predictions. Well, I got one comment that I would have, I guess, so far. I don't know where this would go. But one comment that I'm just thinking about, as far as this, I don't know, whoever wrote this series, I feel like the concept is really good. I just feel like they, like, extended certain parts that didn't need to be extended. Like, I feel like we met this ex-fiance, like, halfway through the series. Mm-hmm. And then I really would have loved to see, like, how she, it, like, gets in there and messes things up and makes things, like, chaotic for them. But just to have her now at the end, it was just like, come on now, it's a little much. But I don't know. I just wish they would have shortened the Soomin, I guess, being revengeful line shorter, and then made this one, because what's her name? You say Yura? Is that how you say her name? Yura? She seems like a more interesting character than Soomin ever was. So I didn't mean to say it like that, but I mean, that's how I meant it, because, like, or maybe it's just because we don't know her and we're just getting introduced to her. I don't know what it is, but I don't know. Soomin just seems like a childish version of Yura. Mm-hmm. And, like, not only childish, but also without the power that Yura has. Like, I don't know, for some reason, whenever I see, like, a rich, mean girl that will, like, go to the ends of the earth to get what she wants kind of thing within the K-dramas, I'm like, oh, she's gonna be some serious headache for these people. Like, I can't wait to see how the writers have, like, finagled this, like, their character into it. So, yeah, I guess I say all that just to say, like, I hope it doesn't go on for too long, because there's only 4 episodes. And I want it to, like, wrap up nicely, because sometimes when people, like, try to put too much at the end, sometimes I'm like, by the last episode, I'm like, okay, so what happened? What did I just watch? So I'm hoping that, like, they do it well. But, yeah, I don't know. I think that's all. Yep. What are your thoughts? What are your predictions?
I mean, one thought that I had was, or I guess a question was, was wondering where Suman's real mom is, real mother is. That's cool. Because Jiwon had said at the wedding that as far as she could remember, her mother was still alive. So mm-hmm. I was wondering why Suman had hired the lady that she did. And apparently, if I remember correctly, the lady also brought like some people with her to the wedding. So anyway, this is a question I had. Like, where's your mom? Well, I guess also a thought that I had was I'm also interested to see if anything's going to happen between Jiwon's coworker, Yang Junan, and the HR guy. It seemed like he had some sort of feelings for her. Like, I don't know, because I don't want to confuse it with him just, like, being, like, a good co-worker. But it seemed like he had feelings with her because he looked concerned when, I think it was this, there was a scene when she was coming out of the restaurant with her family. I guess it was towards the end, I guess. And he was, like, watching her from afar in his car. And then I think that's also when I noticed that the lady that her husband was having an affair with was also an employee at the restaurant. But anyways, it just looked like he looked concerned, and it looked like he wanted to like say something, and he looked like he wanted to rescue her. But it just seemed like something's gonna happen there.
I also want to say I thought it was cute when he was in his car. He was like, he like asked himself, he was like, what am I doing? Like, I don't do this. What am I doing? So I thought that was cute too.
Yeah. And he came to her promotion party. Mm-hmm. And everyone, well, I don't know if it's everyone, or maybe it was just, what's her name? Hyun? She was the only one who was like, oh, I can't believe he came just because she asked him to come. Like, he never goes anywhere. And I was like, he must have some sort of feelings for her.
I would love to know their backstory. Because they do flashbacks every once in a while, but, like, nothing serious.
Yeah. And I don't know how... Well, yeah. It seemed... Yeah, I mean, based on the flashbacks, it looked like they were just maybe co-workers who had known each other for a while, but I don't know. Maybe there's more to it. And I guess, I don't know. I guess I have a question about, well, I guess we'll find out in the next episode. But I'm wondering, because I'm still trying to figure out, because honestly, I'm still a little confused when you were talking about with the cat and how Jihyun probably should have hit the cat. Because I'm confused if you're saying that they should recreate the accident
and no,
just hit the cat?
No, I thought, I mean, in my head, I was thinking, like, what happened is going to happen regardless. So I thought that, like, in some time in the future, he was going to have that same accident. Like, the cat was going to pop out and blah, blah, blah. But it also seemed, I don't know, I think this whole, like, what's going to happen is going to happen. I think I also just forgot the part where it doesn't have to happen the same way. Mm-hmm. It could still happen, like, the accident is going to happen regardless, but it doesn't have to happen the way it originally did. Like when, when Jiwon, when she hit her knee, when that first happened, she had hit it on the ground. But the second time it happened, she had hit it. I mean, the first time it happened, she had tripped over a box and hit her knee. The second time it happened, she tripped over a cart and hit her knee. So, like, I guess it just has to happen either way, but it just doesn't have... The method of it happening doesn't have to be the same.
The same way.
Okay. So, yeah, that's why... Okay, so the cat... I mean, he's... Just, okay, car accident is car accident, so he's in the car accident.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. I'm like, well, he was in a car accident, so what is he... I was trying to follow, but I was like... At the same time, he just had the accident. So, anyways, I don't think so. My predictions are, I don't know if he's going to die, or come back again, or maybe he doesn't die and he just gets really badly hurt. But does someone have to die? Because in his car accident, originally, in his first life, he died and then he came back. If he dies, does he come back again? Or if he dies, is he just dead? And maybe that's what he was so afraid of, that he would die and then not come back. And that's why he was trying to set her up with Eunho. But, like, it doesn't make sense because they have to end up together in the end. So I'm trying to figure out how they end up together with this car.
Why do they have to end up together? Yeah, I don't know. I'd be mad if they don't end up together in the end.
Yeah, that's why. Because I would be mad if they don't.
Yeah, don't take us on this journey and they don't. Writers, don't take us on this journey and have them not end up together. I'd be so upset. That's a good question. He has to come alive. Because who's going to... Because somebody has to be there to protect Ji-won from Yura's attempts on her life. So, like, I really think... I'm too invested right now. I think Ji-hyuk... I think he survives.
Maybe the car... the driver, whoever caused the accident, maybe he dies. Maybe then there needs to be an accident and someone needs to die. So maybe... They got in the accident, and maybe the driver of the other car dies. I mean, it's sad that he has to die, but...
Yeah, because he hit the wrong person. Oh, my God. If Yura hired the driver to hit Ji-won, but, like, the driver actually hits her man, like, maybe she's like, hey, I'm going to take you out because you're hurting what's mine. No.
Who's going to take who out?
Did I say the wrong person's name? Yura?
Yura.
I don't know. I'm assuming that she's the one that hired the guy.
That's what I thought.
Okay. I thought she hired, but, like, if he hits...
Oh.
If he hits... Oh, my God.
Oh, you think you were going to go after the driver?
Huh?
You think you were going to go after the driver because he hit her man? Okay, yes. I'm following.
Okay. Sorry, it's a lot of names. But that's what I'm thinking, like, if he doesn't die in the accident, then, like, my thought process is, like, she'll be like, you took out the wrong person. Or you tried to take out the wrong person. This was going to happen. So
Maybe, yeah, okay, it's a good idea. Okay, that was it, I think I had something else I was thinking about. Nope, that's about it. That's all I had.
So many predictions. Do you have anything else to say about not just predictions, the storyline? Anything to say about any topic that we've talked about today?
I was gonna tell you. Okay, it's not ATs. Your man was looking good. Son with his open blazer or whatever. I don't know why it just hit me, but I was like, why is he the only one? Was abs all out. I was like,
so are we gonna go see them or?
And Sangha also, their outfits were really nice. All their outfits are really nice.
That's because they're grown and they're being grown and sexy right now. And
yeah, it's always interesting to me to see how K-pop idols like come out of their shell whenever they come to America. We talk about it all the time, but I'm just like. They definitely act different when they're over here.
They be on one, okay? And, you know, I always know it's going to be really bad when, like, you see a video of them, like, low-key showing out, like, outside of the U.S. And I'm like, oh, they're really going to be wilding when they get here.
The tour dates, I don't think their tour dates have come out as yet, but people are speculating that I guess people are speculating where they're going to go. And I saw DC on the list. So I'm hoping that these speculations are correct.
Because I don't want to drive all the way up to New Jersey and nothing.
Me either. But that's what I was going to say. Because I was just like, why is Sai just out here with his abs just all out?
I'm not mad at it.
And he was the only one. Well, I think Minky had on, like, he has some, like... I think it was, like, a button down or something. And he had, like, some sort of, like, tattoo or something on his chest. And Sangwa also looked really good. And I saw Yosang. Apparently, he didn't have the see-through shirt on the first weekend. But so everyone was talking about it Sunday. Sad Friday, I think they performed. But Yosang had on, like, a... see-through like black shirt kind of thing. So I was like, oh, okay. I don't know. But anyways, I was just saying that they looked really good, and the outfits were really good, and they had a lot of energy, and they did great, and that's all I was going to say. Okay.
Okay, well, that's all for this episode. If you have any thoughts on what we talked about, let us know on Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, or email us. The links are in the description. Please follow us if you want to hear more and you want to stay up to date on all the new episodes that come out. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed all the topics that we talked about. Our all over the place dive into marry my husband. We'll see what happens in the next 4 episodes. So yeah, hope you stay safe, and we will talk to you later.